All right, Shavuot, we'll say good morning, good morning. Let's hop in a few moments of Tzidkas HaTzadik, of Reb Tzadik. So remember, again, a few days ago, we left off in Os Kuf Beis, and it was here that Reb Tzadik made the fascinating distinction between a Tzadik and a Chassid. And although there are many aspects and many facets to that, to those distinctions, what Reb Tzadik really highlighted was the beautiful idea that the Tzadik is someone who was able to overcome his Yetzirah, versus his Lashon was the Tzaddik who kovish et Yitzro. The Tzaddik captures, overcomes his proclivities and inclinations, versus the Chassid who's able to channel. Right? The Chassid is able to see the different drives and different wants and different desires that he has, and he's able to channel it in a different direction. And therefore, the Chassid is a higher level than the Tzaddik. A really incredible distinction. So I'll just point out, by the way, you know, these two states, Reb Tzaddik is not the only one who recognizes these two states. The Ramchal, for example, explains very differently. He explains that Tzaddik is one who goes ahead and lives his life by adhering to the Word of God, versus the Chassid, who understands that there's the stated Word of God, and he intuits, based on the written mitzvahs, what the Ratzon Hashem, what the will of Hashem really is. And ultimately, again, the Chassid is someone who tries to spend his life carving out what is the will of God. I know what God tells me to do, I'm going to do all of that, but based on what Hashem ultimately tells me to do, I intuit even more about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. But again, we'll focus on Reb Tzaddik. So therefore, the Tzaddik overcomes his Yetzer Hara. He's able to conquer it. The Chassid is able to figure out those energies that often cause us to sin and channel them in a direction of productivity. So we also have page Resh Mem Gimel. Va'az, kisha adam nechavin kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisnai gimo b'mida kenegen mida. So we'll say that this is absolutely incredible. Remember, there's a general idea. Maybe we'll just focus on this for today. There's a general idea in Chassidus, first espoused by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that of divine reciprocity. So the way that the Baal Shem Tov kind of frames this concept is the idea of Hashem Tzilcha. So we often translate Hashem Tzilcha. We say it again, Kapitel Chof, we say it every single day in Lam Matzeach. What does it mean, Hashem Tzilcha? Hashem is your shadow, right? Or Hashem is your shade. Hashem is your shade. The idea that most of the Mefarshim understand is that it's a Lashon of protection. Protection. Hashem is my shade. The shade protects me from sometimes the detrimental, the harmful intensity of the sun. So Hashem is the same. Hashem is the same way. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says no. Hashem Tzilcha means Hashem is my shadow. My shadow. Now, what's the pshat with one's shadow? So whatever I do, my shadow follows suit. So the Baal Shem Tov highlights this idea and creates a concept of divine reciprocity, that whatever I do, however I act, the Ribono Shel Olam behaves in kind as well, which is really an incredible yisod. So we'll say, so therefore, again, Reb Tzaddik says over here, it works the same way if you're a tzaddik or if you're a chassid. He says, the az kisha adam mechavin kach, Hashem Yisparach Yisnaik Imo Mida Kineged Mida Shenosin Kiddusha Al Yona B'chol Mashi Yase Ad Shekol Maase Sheose Nihye Be'emes Maisem Mitzvah Mamish. This Rabbi says incredible. So therefore, Reb Tzaddik says, based on this concept of divine reciprocity, so effectively, however I behave towards the Ribono Shel Olam is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards me. So if at the end of the day I am a tzaddik, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with tzidkus. If I am a chassid, ultimately again HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with chassidus. So we'll have to stop over here for today, but Amir Tashem on Monday we'll see what exactly that means. How does divine reciprocity manifest itself in the form of tzidkus? And how does divine reciprocity manifest itself in the form of chassidus? Amir Tashem to come next week. Shkach Rabosai. A little short. Getting a little bit.